The coronavirus pandemic in 2019 has had a profound impact on nearly every aspect of people's lives, from social interactions to work and education. With schools and universities around the world closing their doors to slow the spread of the virus, virtual learning became the new norm almost overnight. As governments and institutions struggled to contain the virus and minimize its impact, teachers and students found themselves in uncharted territory, forced to adapt to a whole new way of learning with online classes, video lectures, and virtual exams. In this series of interviews, we'll be exploring the experiences of the individuals of CSMB Class of 2024 who have gone through this transition to virtual learning during their freshman year. We'll be asking them about the challenges they faced, the advantages and disadvantages of virtual learning, and how it affected their personal and academic lives in the context of the global pandemic. It is the hope that these interviews will shed some light on the impact of virtual learning during the pandemic and provide insight into how we can improve and adapt our educational systems in the face of future crises. Our first interview was conducted with Ben Schultz and Ethan Barr.
My name is Ben Schultz.
My name is Ethan Barr. We are both juniors in
Class of
the
2024,
yeah. Whoop.
So, did either of you guys find it difficult to stay motivated and engaged during virtual classes? And how did you deal with it?
Yes. Oh my
Definitely,
God.
yes. Okay, so like when you're in virtual, right? You're sitting there, you're in a chair or like some other couch or whatever you got, right? And you have your laptop on your lap, right? And you have a video call with your teachers. And it's interesting because like you're sitting at home but in school at the same time.
Yeah, you're surrounded by things that you want to do, but technically
Yeah,
can't.
like for example, you could just be watching TV and like just look down at the camera every 5 seconds or so.
Yeah, I did that a couple times.
So yes, there is some challenges with staying focused in virtual.
It is nice to roll out of bed at 8 o'clock and get on class at 8:05, but it was real hard. It was hard just to stay focused. It was hard to get anything done, pretty much, because when you're looking at your laptop for 8 hours a day and not moving at all, I mean, I guess moving is an option, but
But you're at home too, so it's
yeah.
So speaking of bed, did you ever attend classes in bed?
I did not attend classes in bed, but I did just like skip a couple. A
Oh,
couple
heck
of my
yeah, that's
classes were
fun.
definitely claimed to Minecraft, so.
For me personally, I slept in like bed every single day. I was up, I got my computer on my lap, had my bowl of cereal, I was ready. I was set.
Valid. Yeah, I always got out of bed, but usually that just meant that I got out of bed, walked to the couch, and laid down. A couple days I went outside, that was fun, but yeah.
So, how often would you say you were distracted during class?
85% of the time of
85
them.
is rookie numbers. I'm around 90%.
That's funny. I thought you were gonna say that's really high. That's funny.
Ethan, rookie numbers, what's yours look like?
That's like a solid like 98, something like that.
Dang,
I was
98.
focusing on school, right? But I'm in bed at the same time. Like you can't be like writing things down while you're laying
True.
down.
True,
Ever
for sure.
fall asleep in class last year?
Not very often, though, surprisingly.
You definitely think that was a disadvantage of virtual learning, right?
I would say no, honestly. I mean, well, actually, I'd say yes.
I didn't learn anything, but I sure had a fun year.
Yeah, because it was a very fun year, surprisingly. It was
Because,
very non-stressful for me
yeah, that's
personally.
true. There was not a lot of stress. That was good.
And also, like, we had the thing where there was our substitute teacher for PLTW, and that was basically, for me personally, it was the last period of the day, which was more or less a free period for us, as long as we did our work.
Do you guys think there were any advantages to virtual learning?
The low stress, definitely. There was a lot less. I mean, I feel like generally in our junior class, there's not a ton of social pressure, at least not the kinds of things you'd expect from high schoolers. There's not like rampant bullying or,
Yeah, that's true.
or nobody is really made fun of for the things that they like. I mean, you're interviewing Ben Schultz here.
You're right.
So I'm the captain of shenanigans, but so it was definitely nice to have that year. Just kind of, it was very relaxing. Maybe not good
Definitely.
for education, but it was very relaxing.
That's true.
So, how do you think your social life?
What social life? At least that year. Yes.
Are you talking like specifically freshman year or like?
Yeah, for freshman year.
Freshman year, I mean, you're a freshman. You're just coming to school. You don't really have very much social life. Plus, you're online.
I didn't even know.
There's the occasional like waving to people across the screens. Like other than that, if you have their number, you're golden. But if you don't have their number, then you're just like,
then you're toast. Yeah.
Wow, you're a small circle on a screen. That's crazy.
Yeah. I think you would have made more friends if you were in person.
Yes.
I would say yeah.
Well, I think just like being around people, even if you're not trying to make friends, exposes you to those kind of situations.
Back to your previous question, there's some like advantages and disadvantages. Like some of the disadvantages, you can't make like friends or like connections with other people because you're obviously part of the screen. But advantages would be like, what's up, Aaliyah? Okay, anyway, so advantages would be like you're relaxed at home. But again, disadvantages, of course, being you can't talk to other people.
That concludes the interview with Ben Schultz and Ethan Barr. This next interview was conducted with Ricky Truong, another junior here at Collegiate.
My name is Ricky Truong. I'm a junior at Collegiate School of Medicine and Bioscience of the class of 2024.
What do you think were some of the biggest challenges you faced while having virtual classes during the pandemic?
I found it hard to like actually participate in class because I'm kind of like introverted, so I didn't really like talk. So it was kind of like hard to like answer questions that the teacher would ask, and I didn't really find it. I found it difficult to unmute my mic and kind of talk. And then when doing classwork, it was kind of hard to do the classwork because I could get easily distracted because I have my phone and laptop and I couldn't really like focus on class.
So you were easily distracted, huh?
Yeah, you could say that.
What kind of distractions would you indulge in?
I would usually like watch some YouTube videos or like, you know, play some games, you know. Yeah.
You know any other people who might have done the same?
I think I do. I think I was doing it with some other people. So you would say that... that we were not productive.
So this was fairly common across the junior class.
I think I would say so. Not many people did pay attention in class, right? But I wouldn't say we were like fully engaged in the class, so we didn't really learn as much as we should have.
Uh-huh. Do you think you were able to receive the same quality of education through virtual learning as you would have in person?
I don't think so, because in person you have more social interactions and you can have teachers help you more often, and that would result in learning more.
Do you think there were any advantages to virtual learning?
Some people are independent, like myself. I didn't really like need to ask the teacher for help, and so the asynchronous learning time that we had really helped because I could be productive and have more time for myself as well.
Mm-hmm. So how was your personal life before the pandemic?
I would go outside more often and have more social interaction with others, but after the pandemic, I didn't really go outside of my house that much. I'd only go outside to like touch grass. And so
do you think you would have made more friends your freshman year if you hadn't?
I probably would have, maybe. I don't really, I'm introverted, right? So I have a hard time talking to others, so I don't know if I would be able to make other friends, but I sure would be able to talk to more people.
So being an introvert, did you feel a lot of social isolation with virtual learning, or were you fine?
I was fine because I normally talk to people. I'm fine with talking to people like online through a computer.
Through a computer, huh?
Yes, through a computer. Because they don't get to see my face. So So it's a lot easier to talk.
That concludes the interview with Ricky Truong. This next interview was conducted with Emily Matheny and Kit Resch.
I'm Kit Resch. I'm a junior.
I'm Emily Matheny. I'm also a junior.
So, during your freshman year, did you find it difficult to stay motivated and engaged during virtual classes? And if so, how did you deal with it?
For me, being virtual was great. I like to work at my own pace, and typically that tends to be a faster pace. So I liked that I could get my work done quickly and then move on with my life.
Yeah, I was very similar. I came to Collegiate after being homeschooled through 8th grade, so I was very used to, you know, working at my own pace, and so I'm normally a very responsible person to manage my time effectively, and so I felt like the self-paced was easier for me to get my work done that way.
So, do you think that the sudden shift to virtual learning affected your personal and academic life in any way?
I think that having freshman year be virtual really allowed me to like take the time to kind of ditch the middle school attitude, fake persona vibes. Because I feel like in middle school, there's a lot of like people telling you who you should be and what you should do. And just having a year to kind of figure out like a bit more about myself and who I was as a person allowed me to come into high school like being the person I wanted to be, and let me set up academic like strategies and plans that could be beneficial in my future.
Yeah, for me, I don't feel like it changed a whole lot. As I said, it was pretty similar to my middle school experience. It was honestly a nice transition into public school. So it wasn't a huge change for my academic or personal life.
So do you think that the quality of education that you received was at a similar level to what you would have received if you were in person?
I think that virtual learning definitely comes with its challenges. I think specifically not having a teacher for one of our classes freshman year was a struggle, but that wasn't necessarily related to COVID. And I think that teaching in a virtual environment is just harder than it is in person in terms of like levels of class engagement, because I feel like a lot of people are happy to be in school existing, but not a lot of people are happy to turn on their cameras and talk and do all of that online the same way they are in person.
I know that for me, since we were virtual, it was harder to connect with teachers, which then made it harder for me to reach out when I needed help or ask questions when I needed to, and that overall I feel like harmed my experience, my education a little bit, but not significantly.
So both of you felt that it was lacking the one-on-one aspect?
Yes, absolutely. I would agree with that.
So did either of you deal with any social isolation that came from virtual learning?
For me, I was lucky enough to have my best friend living next door, and we decided pretty early on that we were going to make a bubble. So we didn't have school together, but we hung out every day for lunch. And I got to hang out with her a lot, and our relationship definitely flourished, as well as the relationship I had with some of my old middle school classmates, who came to Collegiate, because we were able to text and hang out and call each other a lot, and that was nice.
I also had a group that I got together with, the first semester of freshman year. And that was honestly more interaction than I normally had in the school day. So, yeah.
Do you think you would have made more friends with people in the junior class if we had been in person?
I feel like the more you surround yourself with people, the more likely you are to become friends with them. But I don't think that my ability to make friends was hindered when I came back sophomore year, just because of the sheer number of people who were also not in person. And in general, we have a really nice class, so it was not hard to like fit in and make friends. And the friend group that I had like near the end of freshman year is different than the friend group I have now, so I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like freshman year was such a unique experience that, you know, I was one of the few people who had my cameras on, and so I connected with other people who had their cameras on, and so I just made friends with people who I don't know that I would have become friends with in any other circumstance, but some of those relationships relationships have lasted till today.
So one last question. How did you feel about virtual learning before and after the pandemic?
Before the pandemic, it was one of those, ooh, new experiences. I get to do basically nothing all day. And then I quickly became bored with that. But lucky for me, internet hacks and Netflix and all of the streaming services of today had my back.
I think for me, like I said, it was just, I didn't know what else to expect. I'd never gone to school, and so I didn't really think anything of it. I knew that it wasn't normal, but for me it was. And now I have more of a idea of what school is like, and I do miss that social interaction when we have to go virtual for whatever reason.
That concludes the interview with Emily Matheny and Kit Resch. All of these students had different perspectives on their experiences during the COVID-19 pandemic. All of them cited a lack of engagement and one-on-one teaching in classes and initial distraction from schoolwork, but they were able to improvise, adapt, and overcome socially, whether that was through increased online interactions through games like Minecraft or becoming closer to already existing friends, and academically by taking the initiative to do work independently without the additional help a teacher provides at school. Thank you for listening to these interviews on the virtual learning experiences of these individuals of the CSMB class of 2024 during the COVID-19 pandemic.